can get a guy back this week in Shane Green. I think this is the first week that he's been eligible to play again. What does someone like Shane bring to the field that maybe another back or another offensive option that you guys have that he has that someone else doesn't?
Well, he's a very dependable, consistent player. So, you know, the more of those guys you have on your team, the better you are. So he's really been that and played a really important role for us the last few years. So, you know, whenever he's back out there, whether it's this week, next week, the following week, you know, we'll be excited to have him. But, you know, those things are kind of out of my control. But he's a really, you know, he's a really good player for us.
Tom, can you just talk about the Carolina defense and what they bring to the table there? They're red hot right now.
Yeah, they won five straight. They're great team defense. I mean, everything. They got every stat, every category, you know, third down, red area, sacks. They turn it over, so they got it all. I mean, they're one of the best defenses in the league, so we have to play really well. I think our execution has to be at its best, and it'll be fun. I mean, it's Monday night. You know, it's getting later in the year. These games are more and more important, and, you know, we'll see what we can do.
Hey, Tom, you haven't played these guys in this team in, like, 4 years. You can watch all the tape you want, but is really a situation where until you get out there against the players that you see to really be able to judge what they do and what their athletic ability is, does it take sort of on-the-field time to get used to it before deciding to tape?
Well, you try to anticipate, you know, the speed and so forth, their playmaking ability, and they got a lot of really good players, so you do the best you can to simulate that in practice, but... And they're good for a reason because the players make the plays when they need to make them. And so the coach has a lot of confidence in them, as they should. I mean, they played a great game last week against San Francisco and really, stopped the 49ers offense. They've stopped a lot of offenses this year. So, you know, we got to put together a game plan and got to go out there and try to execute it. But it has to be a really, you know, solid game plan, and we have to go out and have a great solid night of execution. You just can't give them plays. I mean, they – false starts, you know, missed opportunities, you know, just needless things to happen or really kill you against this team. They really thrive on those things.
How much can you build off of the, I mean, Z has been up and down really through September and October. How much can you build off of what you guys did in the last game against Pittsburgh?
Well, it's a different week for us, so I mean, it's a different team matchup. Everything's different, so you know, this week's an entirely different thing, and we got to bring the same approach. So. They challenge you in different ways, different than probably any team we faced all year. So we have to really step up and meet the challenge.
Are there things that you guys did well against Pittsburgh, though, that maybe previously you'd struggled with that, I don't know, like you felt like maybe that particular day was a major step forward for you guys, and maybe there are things, not as far as, you know, who you're facing, but just, you know, within what you guys do that you can really build on?
Well, we struggled, you know, at different times, different reasons and different things and third down, red area, things like that. So, you know, we're trying to make improvements in all those areas. I mean, this isn't a game where you can really not be good in those areas. You know, you can't turn it over. You can't have negative plays. You got to, you know, everything that we talk about, keys to winning the game, and they lead the league in time possession. They, you know, second in scoring defense. So there's no shortcuts. It's just us going out and executing the plays that are there. There's really great execution that we need to have, and I don't think there's anything that happened in September that can influence this game or last week for that matter. It's really about this week and what we end up doing on Monday night.
In what way do they challenge you differently than other defenses you face today?
Well, they have different strengths than, you know, the other teams that we face. So, you know, they got a very good team. They rush the quarterback. I mean, that tandem that they had last year is the same group they had this year that led, you know, the league and, you know, sacks from those two positions, Hardy and Johnson. And then Addison's a great rusher. They got a great front. I mean, they rotate all these guys in. They can all rush quarterback. And they're, you know, they got linebackers who can tackle. Keekly is, you know, great young player and makes tackles everywhere. And if you miss a throw, it's usually interception. So, you know, you just have to, you know the challenge, know what it takes. 60 minutes of great football. I mean, you're not going to just go in there and put together 30 good minutes and think you're going to win. So we got to play well all night.
Tom, I understand you get jacked for every game, but does the fact that the Panthers have won whatever it is, four or five straight, and are kind of like the buzz of everyone, does that get you extra juice at all?
Well, Monday Night Football is we don't have many of those. This is our only one this year, so it'll be a fun night. It'll be a great atmosphere down there for football. So they're going to be fired up. We're fired up. That's why it should be. It's football in November, and one of the best teams in the NFC playing right now. They've won five straight. They're playing well on offense, playing well on defense. They've got a good special team. So, you know, we feel like we got a pretty good team, so we'll see how it turns out.
What jumps out for you about Keekly, and is there a comparison to be made across the league to another linebacker out there?
He's a really solid player. He's got great instincts. So when you have that type of athleticism that he has, and then as well as the instincts, and not only in the run game but the pass game, he just really goes sideline to sideline, takes on blocks. But he just has a knack for knowing where the ball is going to be, and that's hard to teach. I mean, I played guys that had that same knack at linebacker. That are, you know, everyone's different players. Everyone has different strengths and weaknesses. But when guys are around the ball making tackles, making tip passes, and covering guys, and they're never out of the play. They're never fooled. So, you know, there's guys you play against like Ed Reed, you know, who are great players, and, you know, Ray Lewis, Zach Thomas, guys that I've had a chance to play against that have, you know, just a knack for the ball, and he's got a great knack for the football. That's a great trait for a defensive player.
Speaking of which, actually, Ed Reed was released by the Texans a few minutes ago. Given how much respect you have for him, could you see yourself maybe lobbying your bosses to bring it in and make them a Patriot?
These things are so far out of my control. I mean, I got a lot of other things, you know, to worry about. But, you know, coach always makes those decisions.
To something you said a couple minutes ago, 13 years in the NFL, Monday Night Football still excites you in and of itself?
Sure, yeah, no question. It's a fun, you know, they now with Thursday night football and their Saturday night football, and you know, but Monday night football is always pretty cool, and you especially when you play a really good team on Monday night football. It's a fun night. It's November. It's, you know, you feel the weather's changing out there, so this is when the most important games are. Is, you know, you want to be playing in the biggest moments. All right, thank you guys.